I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Once upon a time, the Atlantic Ocean stood still. About 13,000 years ago, something broke its biggest current. The planet had recently emerged from the Ice Age. Mega glaciers melted, leaving giant lake puddles across North America. One lake spanning most of what is now Canada's Manitoba province suddenly began leaking into the Atlantic Ocean. This freshwater flood disrupted the currents. With cold and salt making North Atlantic waters very dense and heavy, they tend to sink and slide south to the equator. When they warm up, these waters rise and glide back north. Diluted with freshwater, the northern waters held less salt. They were no longer heavy enough to sink. The hot-cold exchange between north and south lurched to a stop. Without tropical warm air moving northward, much of the northern hemisphere plunged back into another mini ice age. A millennia passed before the ocean currents rebooted for reasons still unknown. Scientists are worried about another looming shutdown because 269 gigatons of freshwater melt off Greenland's ice sheet every year. Rather than wait and see if catastrophe happens, ordinary people can prevent climate collapse by simply converting food waste to compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.